Located on the northeast side of the building, this room is adjacent to the Senate chambers and focuses on the actions and duties of the Senate, and also includes profiles of notable senators. If you would like to run for the state Senate in Florida, the qualifications are listed here. You must be 21 years old, have lived in Florida for 2 years, and live in the district you serve. Senators may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 4-year terms. Since 1975, there have been 40 Senate districts in Florida. Many important Senate events are highlighted in this room. For instance, in 1923, the death of 22-year-old Martin Talbert from North Dakota in a Florida turpentine camp inflamed public opinion against the practice of leasing convicts as laborers to private firms. The Florida legislature investigated the scandal and abolished the convict lease system. Also in this exhibit, you can learn about the group of rural Democratic senators called the Pork Chop Gang that dominated the Senate and Florida politics from about 1947 to 1965. Pork Choppers voted as a bloc to elect 10 consecutive Senate presidents. Also in the room, you can learn about the role of the Senate. One role of the Senate is to conduct impeachment trials. When the House impeaches a cabinet member or judge, it is the Senate's job to decide whether to remove the official from office. In 1963, Circuit Judge Richard Kelly's controversial impeachment by the House led to his acquittal by the Senate. Other important Senate events are listed in the room. For instance, in 1990, Gwen Margolis made history when her colleagues elected her the first female Senate president. Also, in 1992, the Florida Senate was split 20-20 between the two political parties. They reached an agreement that allowed Republican Andrew Crenshaw to be president for 1 year, then Democrat Pat Thomas succeeded him for the second year. Artifacts in this room include items from Senate election campaigns. The large mural in the northeast corner is of the Florida Senate in the new Capitol. This room was the office of the Secretary of the Senate from 1902 to 1923. Behind the protrusion in the southwest corner of the room is the original 1845 chimney.